Welcome to Unbroken, a Saga Games studio production. Last we left the group, Grandma Yetta had a pretty terrifying time within the unnatural darkness. She had a cryptic prophecy, which everyone could hear and later ponder. After her and Boris left the unnatural darkness, they had to rush her to a physician to take care of her. Walter got a strange call from Chief O'Byrne. Let's see if we get to learn what goes thud over the phone.
You think you hear shuffling. Shuffling. And then a thud.
Another thud.
Yep.
Okay.
Then there's a very loud bang and something shatters.
Okay.
On the phone?
Well, through the...
You can hear it through the phone.
That's how I took that to mean anyway, yeah. But okay.
Well, because it could have been, like, in the house.
No, I get what you're saying, but yeah, that's what I was
saying. Okay. Going to continue listening?
I'm going to continue listening.
It's silent for a few moments, and then you think you can hear a thud, and another thud, like a rhythmic one, and then some scraping, and the phone, it's louder, the scraping is louder, and then you can hear a beep, and the line's disconnected.
Disconnected, okay. Well, that was certainly weird. So that was really weird. The chief just called, didn't get more than like half a word out, and then weird stuff just happened. Like there were noises, like a thud noise, you know.
Like, and did she say anything else?
No, it was not even half. I don't even know what the word was.
Oh my God.
And then it sounded like shuffling, like somebody maybe looking for something.
Okay.
Then there was more like banging noises.
That's gonna be bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where do you think she is?
That's a great question.
We're not supposed to go back to headquarters.
No.
Unless we heard the code word.
Technically, we heard the code
word. I know, but it wasn't... That was in the prophecy. Okay. We gotta find out.
How about this? So you glance back down at the phone.
Sure.
Because you're just like, wow, can't believe that has happened. And you can see that the number's listed as Chief Terry O'Byrne, only for emergencies number.
Okay.
So it's not the number she usually calls you from. She said, like, if you absolutely need to get a hold of me, this is the number you can reach me at.
It's like a private number.
Or a home number.
I was going to say, is that a place that's connected to a physical place instead of a cell phone?
Judging by the phone number, you'd think it's probably it's an old number, so it's probably a house phone.
Okay. Landline.
Yeah, we don't necessarily know
you
where that is.
You don't know where she lives.
Right.
No. You know Cadua, obviously, would have that information. You'd have no information on her personal life. Richard Daniels might know where she lives. Otherwise, you can possibly find out from other acquisition teams.
The dick.
So pretty much, off the top of your head, other teams, Cadua,
right,
or Richard Daniels.
Do we have to call Dick?
Well, here's the thing. She told us to stay away from headquarters. She told us to have no contact with Dick.
Yeah, but she might be in danger.
Yes.
Do we know?
What about other teams?
Who do we know?
Who do we know?
Who do we know?
Acquisition teams 1 through 10, except for 4, because you guys are 4.
We are 4, yeah.
And I will be honest, I don't have any of them made up. But
we could try.
She spends the most... You know she has other teams, but you guys don't interact much besides just... I see them at a different cubicle.
Yeah.
She spends the most time with you guys because she calls you the problematic team.
I bet Leon knows.
Leon?
Leon?
Why wouldn't he?
I think we established that Cadua is, like, airtight.
Oh.
Yeah, because remember, we think we said that you tried getting, like, feelers in there and they just come back dead.
Oh, okay. Never mind that.
Like, but literally? You certainly have the ability... Literally? You probably have the ability to maybe... Get feelers out there, maybe make this one address happen. But you don't know how much time that would take.
Probably longer than they'd like.
Yeah.
What about a phone book?
That'd be funny.
So this is what, 2020, right?
This is 2018.
Or
2018.
Yeah, just put it in this current year.
So okay. They annoyingly still get delivered to your front door.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, because like by then, are phone books even a thing?
Yeah.
You guys should just look to your right.
Yeah.
See if there's one there.
Oh, So you guys are in the backyard, and you can see they have a little fire pit, and you can see a bit of yellow sticking out of the fire pit.
God. Damn it. Foiled again.
Gentle listeners, our DM is an asshole.
I don't know. That's why you used to use the phone book for. Make good kindling.
That's what we do, too. I find that doesn't work super great.
It works awesome. We got to call Dick. We can give him a false lead somewhere. We can try and throw him off our tracks. He doesn't have to know that we're not supposed to contact him.
Is he even still working?
I don't know.
He was suspended. You know that.
Yeah.
But we have a cell.
You have a cell phone.
No, like, I know that he's suspended, but, like, is he still following leads, like, off the books?
You know he's a shit.
Knowing how
he's going to be so excited. He's going to be so excited if we say, oh, we've got to lead to something, and then he could be a hero.
He is such a shit dick.
Yeah. Wow. But we could give him a false lead if he can give us information on Terry. Or something.
So you want to lie to Dick.
Actually, no. Let's just fucking ask him. Because I like him. That. Yeah, we'll ask him, and then if he gives us the runaround, maybe then we'll give him something. I think we have to call Dick.
And by we, you mean me, right?
Yeah, you, obviously.
Come on.
They don't give me phones.
Like, I have a phone right here. You can take this one.
You want me to call Dick?
Maybe I do.
I have a cell phone?
Why wouldn't you have a cell phone? It's 2018.
Yeah, but I don't know if you would answer.
I'm a psychic. What do I need a cell phone for?
Oh, yeah.
He might answer for me, you know, but if he sees your number, he's like, the fuck is this shit?
Fucking Sasha. Because he's a little bigoted.
Yeah, maybe.
Call him. If he doesn't pick up for you, I'll call him.
Fine, I'll call him.
Could rock, paper, scissors.
We could. You wanna?
3 and 5. Rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock.
I mean, I'll probably know what you're gonna throw.
That's probably true.
All right.
We're calling him. Call Dick.
I need some phone ringing noises.
Well, that's a good sign. If it goes straight to voicemail, the phone's off.
Bring, bring.
Do, 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 do,
bring,
do, do.
Bring, Walter.
Dick.
This conversation is straight to the fucking point.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you can give me some information on Terry.
The chief?
The chief, yeah. Like, where
did she tell you not to talk to me?
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Yes, okay, yes. But, like, you're my partner.
We're friends.
Come on, the tie for that goes deeper than
now
that.
What's your with partner. The chief? As you know nothing about the people watching my house.
Honestly, I don't know anything about the people watching your house.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. They could be listening.
Who cares?
That's true.
What do you need, Walter?
I just need to know where she lives. As stupid as that sounds, yeah.
It's kind of weird, Walter.
This is very... Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Kind of weird. Nuts, I would say.
Sure. It's nuts.
He chuckles at his own little joke.
Walnuts. Yeah. I get it.
I get it.
He's such an asshole.
Why do you need your address?
Can you help me out or not?
Yes, but I want to know why.
Because I want to go poop in her mailbox.
All right, Walter, I'm just going to hang up now.
Wait. Give me the fucking phone, Walt. Dick?
Sasha?
Dick?
We need her address.
You want to poop in her mailbox, too?
No, that was just bullshit. We need her address, Dick.
Why?
Because something's wrong, and we need it. And you don't need any more information than that.
All right.
1 second.
I want to pull my map, so just give me a second.
I want to poop in her mailbox.
Poop in her mailbox.
Light it on fire.
Poop in her mailbox and
let him. I've not even drinking. Damn it, Walt.
I mean, he has had a lot to drink.
Oh, yeah, you're probably pretty tipsy.
Shit
point.
In her mailbox.
All right, so you are trying to persuade an NPC.
Yeah.
So you can roll with heart.
Yeah, roll one helping the other.
Heart, okay. I'll roll with heart. Or wait, are you rolling with
she's
heart?
Rolling, sure, okay. She's rolling. She's
zero
one
in heart.
Sure.
I
should
have
known
my other one was.
I'd say I'd lend a hand, but I don't know if I'm going to do any good here.
I don't know how you would lend a hand. Yeah.
With heart. All right, cool.
What if you, like, add your hearts? Does that work?
Nope.
See, he doesn't want to hear any more from me.
Well, she only has one, so doesn't add much.
Bad. 4.
4 is bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's the address is 1-800 fuck off.
Yeah, right.
Click.
All right, I'll tell you where she is.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
But
brokering a deal.
Find out who's watching my house.
Okay.
That's easy. We are. No. I mean, it's literally.
I mean, I can try.
No.
It's me.
You're psychic. And Walt's not awful at his job when he's sober. Find out who's watching my house. It's getting difficult to grab groceries without someone crawling up my ass.
So, he wants to know who's watching them.
You know, Freight, you accepted a job to watch his house.
Yes, I do remember that. I haven't started that, though, so.
Nope, starting tomorrow.
Yep. Sure, fine. We can do that.
Dick, we can figure that out.
Let's mark that promise.
I'm not marking Jack.
Does that count as a debt?
Yeah, it's a debt with like strings attached, so it's supposed to be used for a particular thing. Mm. So basically, you owe him a debt, possibly more, if you don't actually work on this. So you don't work on it, you're failing to uphold what they're asking for.
Okay. I mean, it's easy. We know one guy who was hired for it.
Yeah, you don't know.
But we have to find out what happens to Terry first.
Yeah, but you don't know if he was hired because the people if it's all like Catawba people or what. Hmm. So, all right, she lives in Greenwood Village. I'll text you the address.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
I know.
Oh,
that guy.
Greenwood Village is not far from Lone Tree.
Greenwood
Village.
You guys gonna just take the limo or?
We're gonna go touch base with the team now.
Okay.
Well, before they do that, want to dress you two in that.
Oh, yeah, they're gone for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I'm allowed to talk.
And we'll say it's been 5 minutes since you hung up the phone, since Terry's line got disconnected.
Okay. So, yeah, you two don't find that suspicious at all?
Which part?
Well, you know, the one was all worried that, you know, Grandma was on the verge of death, and then as soon as we start pressuring her about what they might know about something, they immediately run out the door and have to make a phone call.
Oh no, it is super duper suspicious, but we'll see what they say when they come back in.
It's probably not that phone call.
I mean, I do not think that she would call the authorities on her own grandmother.
They're not going to sell us out. They both promised not to. I'm
just saying it has to be something kind of serious for her to walk away from why we got here.
I agree, but I do not think she would sell out their own grandmother.
I don't think we're in any danger. It would be very bad if they broke promises. I think it's
bad serious, for you if you break promises.
Bad for
other people. Don't give a shit.
Yeah, no, they forget. I can watch this. Watch this. Hey, I have a 12-foot-long penis.
When people break promises to me, there are consequences, like there are if I break promises to other people.
Oh, interesting.
So it would be bad for all of us if that were to happen. But
I agree. This is suspicious. But I do not think
I don't think it's that. I don't think we have
to make sure someone else noted that.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it is a good point to bring up.
It's suspicious, but we should still.
Well, I'm just saying I don't
put a pin in it, but it's I don't really trust Walter. I trust Sasha, but oh, she's nice.
I mean, you could always kill them if you want to.
You could.
Please do not kill them. I am just
broker them into a deal first. Then I
can. Oh, I see. That is how it works.
Mm. All right. Anywho.
And they walk back in.
I'm gonna drink the rest of Sasha's tea before she comes in.
Okay. Dick. Yeah. I'm just suspicious. You're being an asshole.
And thirsty.
You guys come back in.
Yeah, okay.
Your tea's gone.
I not even noticed.
Yeah, no. It's like I am psychic and I knew you would not notice.
It is like that almost. Oh. Boris.
What's up? Oh, yes.
Something's happened to our chief. And Terry? I don't want to go. But we have to go.
Okay. Do you want us to stay or accompany you? I mean, she is in as good a hands as she could be in.
Is she safe here?
Yes. And I will leave Leon if that make you feel better.
You might need him, though. We might need him.
I mean, that is a possibility.
Why don't you have Leon come with us and you guys stay here?
If that is what you want.
Leon looks over. With all due respect, I would prefer to be closer to you, given the incident tonight. I do not know what might be occurring in the city.
I mean, she is as safe here as she can be. This is just
You know what this thing is. Can you take it off of my wrist?
You know people who you could probably pay to take it off.
I can have that taken off, yes.
How soon?
Within the hour.
A couple hours.
Within the couple of hours.
Like, you need to get to them or get them here, and it is nighttime.
If we go to Terry's and somebody can meet us there and they could take this off, they're not going to be suspicious if I'm there the whole time. Maybe it'll give us some leeway before they realize that I'm not actually there.
So you are going to take this tracking bracelet off and leave it at our boss's home?
Yes.
Oh, no, no.
That you guys don't know where it should be?
Right.
No, no. The person I have to take it off, he will find someone to put it on.
Oh.
But you have to stay within a certain range of him, so this person's just going to follow us around?
They will figure it out.
Oh, okay.
They will follow. It's a wild goose chase?
You have power. That, what you just described, would involve taking a debt.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Do you guys want to...
Who's taking a debt?
He would. Boys. Or he puts you in touch with someone, you take the debt.
Okay.
Right.
In any case, that sort of thing takes time to set up.
It is up to you. I can get it off temporarily and you can just leave it, or we can try to make something more permanent.
You always just cut it off to set the alarm off.
Or we can just cut it off.
I meant my hand.
Well, no. If you cut it off, people will be drawn here, and I do not think you want that.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, don't do it here.
Like, if we get to the Terry's place and you cut it off there, that is a different story.
Mm. I think we just got to go and figure out what happened to Terry.
Yeah, at this point, it's been, let's say, just under 10 minutes, and you're about 5 minutes speeding from her house.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not far. Do you guys want to come with us?
I don't think.
No, but, you know, time could be of the essence.
We got to go.
I say go. We go now.
All right, we're going.
All right.
Are you guys going without us? Just the two of you?
We came here in one car, so.
Oh, yeah.
We came here in one car.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm sure
Leon.
You can call someone and get us.
Yeah, I drove. Yeah.
I know. You, Leon. Leon drove.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in character.
We can get a ride later from someone else. But
I mean, it's only 5 minutes away. We could be right back.
It's true.
So we're going to take the limo.
Is it okay if we take the limo?
If you do not mind driving a limo. I do not think Leon will part with me at the moment.
I've never driven a limo before, but I'll do it.
Okay.
It is simple. You hit the gas to go and brake to stop.
Okay. All right. We're going to go.
Okay. Leon just tosses you the keys without thinking.
Yep.
Maybe he takes that one key off. It's like one of those fat ones where you hit the button and the key just...
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's... So who's driving?
Walt.
Actually, I think you probably better, given...
Oh, yeah. I'll drive. He's drunk.
Or at least.
Yeah.
Know.
He's had booze in his system.
Okay. So are you rushing there? Are you driving?
I'm going to drive a little more normal because I am hesitant with the limo. I'm guessing it's an awkward drive.
The Russian is staying at the doctor's. Yes, we're Russian.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Thank you.
Nailed it.
That counts as in canon.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can take your time. It'll take more time to get there.
I just don't think I'd be able to handle the car. I think I'd be like, oh, my God.
Well, pretty much like if you take your time, no roll, want to rush, got to roll.
I'm taking my time.
Oh, you was.
I know.
If you don't roll, we don't get
tolls.
No. So. So you pull up.
Is her car there?
Her car is there. And you can see there's another car parked behind her in the driveway. And she lives in a little suburb, so you can see there's a few cars parked in the street as well.
Does this look like a middle class type of area?
Yes.
Or better or worse?
Middle class, maybe on the upper side.
Okay. Do these other cars look like
nondescript black sedans?
Oh.
Okay. Like she's somebody could be watching her, too. Yep. Okay.
You can see there are a couple lights on inside. And one light on in the second floor.
So we're parked on the street.
Okay. So I would like to snoop here.
Okay. What is that?
Is that an ability?
So that's my ability, yeah. So when I am keeping an eye out for trouble, you know, like looking around here, I roll with mind, and on a 10+, I hold 3. On a 7 and 9, I hold 1. And while I'm there, I can spend a hold to ask you a question 1 for 1.
Oh, 1 hold for a question?
Yeah.
Any limit to those questions? It could be anything. If there's not a list of questions.
It gives me a list, yeah.
Okay. All right, go for it.
All right. Yeah, no, 5.
Oh.
All right, so okay. You kind of, like, very quickly, like, you take, like, a little pocket flashlight out, like, scanning, like, the grass or anything to see if there's anyone, like, might have, like, gone up recently. And as you're shining the light around, you kind of look up at the windows of the second floor, and the light goes out for a second, and you can see this is a shadow of a figure looking out of the window, and then disappears again much faster than it appeared.
And a scream.
I was going to say, I hope he's wearing a ghost face mask.
It seems that whoever that was has seen you, or at least seen all your light.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you know what? There was one thing I forgot at the end. It says, on a miss you find yourself in over your head, the MC will tell you why this is a bad spot. So, I think it's supposed to be a little more horrible than that. Or whatever you want to do.
I mean, I was going
to
say,
okay.
Just wait till you get inside. Yeah. Like, it. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. Okay. He's got this set up.
If you want me to make it worse, you can realize you're getting caught inside.
I'm just saying, like, I just didn't want to, since you didn't have
that would have been good to know before.
You didn't have this right in front of you, so.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't want you to miss the other part
opportunity
of this.
To make
I'll keep
things.
That in mind. Yeah, in the well, future, no. Just read the whole thing.
Sure. Yeah, I will.
If you go inside, we'll take it from there.
Cool.
Well, I think we have to go inside.
I mean,
you drove. All
we work for her. There's nothing wrong with us showing up here. These people are watching, but we work for her.
You don't need to convince me.
Yeah. Okay. We're just having a normal office meeting, dinner. Yeah, it's cool. Let's go.
Sure. All right. Go up the front door.
Yep.
Front door. Yeah.
Do we ring the door?
The front porch light is off.
All right.
Then I say we just try to go in.
Yeah. Check the door handle. All
right. You open the screen door, and you reach for the door handle, and it's not there. You kind of put your hand there. It's like, and you look, and there's just where the doorknob was. It seems that it was the screw holes on the side were ripped into the wood and then pushed inside so it can just swing open.
Oh, this is bad.
Yeah, pretty bad.
If only you had brought everybody.
Yeah, we probably should have. Well, too late now.
I tried, but it was like, hey, you're rushing. Get out.
Yeah.
All right. We going in?
Yeah, we gotta.
Gotta go in?
All right. You ease the door open, and you can see a light on straight ahead. It seems to be some sort of kitchen. And directly to your left, there are some dimly lit stairs from a light on the second floor. As you take a step inside, you can hear as the door swings open, you can hear a rhythmic thud coming from beneath the house. Stop as you take one step inside.
Rhythmic thud. Okay. And I'm assuming we stepped in gently.
Mm-hmm.
This is bad that whatever that knew we were here immediately.
Well, what do you want to back out now? I think we got to keep going.
Yeah? What if it's your friends from the apartment complex?
I didn't really think about that.
Yeah, I know. Do we hear anything else? The silence. Should I call out?
I don't think you should call out. Oh. Call out. They say I'm nuts.
I know. Okay, let's go in.
Agreed.
All right, we're going in.
You guys step in completely?
Yep.
Completely.
All right. As you guys get into the entryway, you can look up the light from the kitchen. Just flickers and dies.
Well, that's shitty. You got your flashlight? Is it dark downstairs?
Oh, yeah, there's no other... any other light down there. You can only see the one from the second floor coming down the stairs. After a few moments, you can hear a creaking or something coming from the kitchen. Hello? Who's there? Sounds like Terry.
Okay, this is weird.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Terry?
Who's there?
Terry?
Yeah, who's there? I have a weapon.
Terry, you know who it is. Do you know who this is? Listen to my voice, Terry. Who is this?
I don't have time for this. Who's there?
It's not her.
You see a figure, like, peek their head around the corner. It's too dark to make out a face, but you do see the outline of what appears to be a gun.
Get low. Get down! All right. I'm going to hunch down.
Kind of like it, like, peers around.
Is it Terry? Can I tell?
It's too dark. You can tell it has long hair, kind of like hers. Seems to be the right height.
Do peers I have a flashlight? I have my cell phone.
Sure. Peers around. Walter, Sasha?
Terry? Did you try calling us earlier?
I thought someone had broken in.
Jesus, it looks at the front door, someone did break in.
Yeah.
What was that thumping noise?
What? The lights are off. I'm trying to fix the breaker.
Oh my god.
I was hitting it. Scared the shit out of me.
Terry, it's not safe here.
I'm not leaving. This is my home.
But do you see your door handle here? It's not safe here. Somebody else is here.
Kind of like peeks around. Where?
Upstairs.
I'm coming around.
Okay.
She inches around the corner and heads up towards the entryway where you guys are.
Okay.
All right. She hits the...
Touch her?
She hits the dim light, and we're going to do a custom figure someone out move. You guys roll with mind. You're basically looking for a 10 plus to notice something, 7 to 9 to notice something with some bad stuff for... failure to not notice something.
I got an 8.
I got
9. Huh. With mind. What?
Did you both roll the same thing?
Oh, yeah.
Funny.
Okay. So she hits the light and you can see it looks like Terry. Except when she turns her face to look at you guys, you can see her left eye is just like this red, bloody... fleshy ball, and then just kind of like quickly turns up and forms into her regular eye, but brown instead of green. And then as you guys stare at it, she kind of like relaxes and says, shit. And then she puts her arms out and punches both of you at the same time.
Oh, fuck.
Like that?
No, more like... Okay, I'll say she whips her right arm out and it kind of bends unnaturally like it's fluid and smacks Sasha up the stairs a bit and then punches Walter with her other hand at the same time out the door.
Okay.
You're each going to take a wound.
Super scroll.
If only you had a half demon and a fae.
If only...
I'm not good at this thing called fighting.
So is that under...
So since you took one wound, you're going to fill in... You haven't taken one yet, so you're going to fill in faint.
Oh, okay.
And then you just add a little description because it filled in all the boxes of that level. So we'll say scalp wound because you hit your head on the stairs. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of blood coming down sort of thing. So just like some flavor I can play on.
Okay.
Okay.
No initiative in this, so just...
Okay.
Do what you do.
So I got flung towards the stairs?
You got, like, there's a little landing, and you got flung up them.
Onto
the stairs. And you got shoved out the door?
Out the door.
Yep.
Oh, let me look. Hold on.
Does Sasha have a weapon? I can't remember.
I don't believe so.
Crappy old cell phone. I have a tarot deck.
How's that knowing the future working out for you?
You know what we didn't do at the beginning of this session? My foretelling.
Yeah, because we're doing it by arc.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
This is just a stupid
same with
arc.
My stuff.
This is the same arc.
Yeah. Okay. It is a decorated house. There's pictures. There's knickknacks. There's things around if you just want to hit
throw,
them
okay.
with something
yeah.
or throw. Right. There are plenty of things to do that with.
All right, I'm going to stand up. And I am going to... So this thing is between me and Walt in front of the door.
Yeah, so directly in front of you
yep.
is Terry.
I'm on the stairs, yep.
Fake Terry. Right in front of the door and in between, and right in front of the stairs as well. And then...
At least I know she can't lock him out.
Yeah. And then you can just make out like a foot of Walter's from out the side of the door.
Super. All right, I'm going to rip a frame off of the wall and chuck it at her.
Okay.
And I'm going to start scrambling up the stairs.
Like a ninja star.
All right, so you can see it like it hits her scalp.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of blood, you can see like this little black ooze coming out.
Not cool.
And yeah, you can run up the stairs.
All right.
Let's get
you
in.
You probably want to head for the basement, Dawn.
I'm on the upper stairs.
All right, let's see, Walter, what do you do isn't when you see a picture frame hit this fake Terry in the head? What are you doing?
Well, I'm running back in, and since I see that, I'd probably go,
I hope you're reaching for your gun.
Yeah, definitely. My .38 snub-nosed revolver.
Terry's in the basement.
So I pull out my gun.
Shoot her? I think, we'd have to.
All right, let's roll Let It Out.
Oh, yeah, Let It Out.
Or actually, no, not Let It Out. Unleash, excuse me.
So I'm rolling Unleash?
Yep, you're rolling Unleash because you're trying to inflict terrible harm.
Okay.
I think you have a thing.
I do have a thing.
You're going through the motions of this. Gonna go for all three.
Yeah, so I have expert marksman, so when I unleash for the firearm, I roll with mind instead of blood. So that's 11.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
On a hit, you inflict harm, so you're shooting them, and you're just trying to inflict terrible harm, or are you trying to take something from them, or... You can see Sasha trying to make it up the stairs, so you maybe just try to keep it away from getting to Sasha.
Yeah.
So
that one.
You want to keep it away?
Yeah.
Okay, so it turns to go after Sasha, and then you just whip out the revolver and just take a shot off, and it skims its shoulder.
Oh,
and it turns and looks at you instead as Sasha scrambles all the way up the stairs.
Bye, suckers.
Is it drooling?
Hmm?
I said, is it drooling?
No,
it's too bad.
But it's black ooze.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It's creepy.
Yeah. All right, Sasha, what are you doing at the top of the stairs? So you heard a gunshot, and it's turned away from you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm finding Terry's room because I presume that there's a gun in there too.
Yeah. When you get to the top of the stairs, you see doors for
which room is the light coming from?
I was coming from one of the front ones, the front bedroom.
Okay. It's off now. Remember?
No, you saw it go out as someone walked in front of it.
Oh, shit, there's somebody up there, too.
I thought it was turned off. Okay.
No.
Do you think there's somebody up there, too? I didn't even think of that.
It's the front bedroom. You can
saw that. I didn't see that.
You can see into that room. The door's open. That's where the light's coming from.
Okay.
And just looks like a bedroom. Big bed.
Okay.
Nightstand.
It's a creepy little girl.
All right. Do I hear anything up there?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to go for what I think is her bedroom.
That room or a different room? There's two other bedrooms and a bathroom.
I'm going to go for that room.
Okay. Where are you going in there? So you rush in.
It's a nightstand.
Bedroom, nightstand. You see there's a holster in there.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's empty. And you can see what was a cell phone charger is pulled out of the wall. And you can see her phone on a dresser across the room.
Is she in the room?
No.
Okay.
Looking around, though, you can see a broken vase and some chips on the bedroom door. As you're looking at this way, you can see that it seems to have been pushed out. Back downstairs, it's the fake Terry steps back into the dark and rushes into the kitchen, and you stop hearing its footsteps.
But you're still upstairs.
Yep, I think he tossed it back to you.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, silence fills the house once more.
Well, I think I'm running upstairs too.
Okay. You hear someone rushing up the stairs.
Walt?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. Over here.
All right, you find her in what appears to be a master bedroom.
Walt, I'm looking for a gun. I'm looking for a gun or anything. What the hell is that thing? Did you see its eye?
Yeah, I saw its eye. I saw
Jesus
its eye.
Fucking Christ. Yeah. What are we getting into? Can you call Jacob?
I don't know why.
Call Boris.
I don't know why I didn't think of that.
I don't know why either. Call somebody.
I was just saying, you're going to be calling Boris.
I don't think we have your number right
now. No, that's probably true.
Oh, Jesus. All right. I'm going to look in the closet.
Women's clothes?
God, gross. This is awful.
Worst decision ever.
All right. We got to go. Did you kill it?
No.
I heard the gunshot.
Yeah, it. No, I didn't kill it. I don't think I did.
Okay.
If anything, I just winged it and it ran off into the kitchen.
Terry's got to be
dead. Sure as shit, I'm not following it in there.
Terry's dead, right? You got
to. She has to
be. She's got
to
be dead. I don't know. We got to get out of here. Do you think we can climb out through the window?
What? The basement.
I know, but I don't want to go down there from here.
You guys can hear a slight screeching of wood coming from downstairs, and then it stops.
A screeching of wood?
A screeching of wood.
Like if you drive like a really dull screw into really tough wood.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That like that, sure.
Not sure that would
except
be
all at
once. Dawn.
Hmm?
So I'm not sure that would work for you.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to
do it's like
no, I get it.
Yeah. Like that noise, but really fast. Not like a screw gun.
Alright. What was that?
Murphy.
Oh, is it?
Oh, God.
What is that noise?
No, but it's a good noise. Yes, you guys... And then after the screeching, you take a few deep breaths, just trying to listen, and you can hear little creaks from different parts of the house. It could just be the wind.
Could just be an old house.
Yeah. And then you hear a scratching from outside the window. And a little shadow moves across the roof outside and disappears.
Okay, let's just go. Let's go.
Yeah, let's leave. We got to call someone or we got to leave. What are we doing to leave?
Let's leave.
Yeah.
We're going back downstairs.
Sure.
All right. So from the dim light from the stairway, you make it down to that platform. You can see a butcher's knife has been driven through the door into the door jamb. So it's wedged, like pierced shut.
That's nice.
What door?
I was going to say, how could the one without the handle?
The front door.
Yep, yeah. So they used a butcher knife. Shoved into the wood and into the door frame.
To keep them in.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, well, you ready to kill that thing?
What about, like, downstairs windows? Are they big enough for a person to fit through?
Maybe. They are heavy-duty windows, though.
That's not what I asked.
You could fit, yes. That is assuming they either will break or you can get them open.
All right.
Well, how about trying to pull that butcher's knife out?
Oh. It's pretty stuck in there. You can definitely take an escape roll. I'm going to give it a -2, though.
I'll try it. If nothing else, I'll use it as a weapon if I get it out.
Yeah.
Sasha, what are you doing while he's trying to do that?
Texting Boris?
Yeah. Fail.
So you pull out your phone and it's no signal.
No signal. Okay, we have no signal anyway, so it doesn't even fucking matter.
Sure.
I don't know if you're in the state of notices, but no wireless, no cell signal, no Wi-Fi, no signal whatsoever.
Like, it's just no service. That little thing that says no service.
Yep. And you failed?
I failed, yeah.
It is way stuck in there. And as you wiggle it, the wood just screeches a bit more. And then you can hear something shuffling deeper in the house, coming a little closer.
I'm going to pick up something. Whatever's near me.
Umbrella.
Yeah, okay. Were you going to say something?
All right, well, what choice do we have?
All right.
Let's fight it out.
Yep. Let's head towards the kitchen.
Okay. So you inch into the kitchen, and whatever noise that was, you can't hear it. Off to the side, though, it seems to be a dark stairway leading down to a basement, and you can hear some sort of mechanical hum. Like some sort of machine.
Like a generator.
On.
Or something.
While we're in the kitchen, I'm going to say, what the fuck are you doing with an umbrella? You could probably find something better
right,
in here.
All right. Yep. Good point. Grab a knife out of the butcher block.
Okay.
The cleaver.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a cleaver.
That shit's heavy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Cleaver. And one of the carving knives. I've got two. I took two out of the butcher block. Got okay. Two hands.
Sure.
Yep.
Was waiting for you to say the sharpening spoke.
I assume the butcher one was the one that was stuck in the door.
Yeah, that's why I didn't take the butcher one. All right, we're going to go to the basement.
We're going
to
go in the
basement. All right, we're going to the basement.
Sasha. It's a different voice than Terry from before. It's a male voice. It's weird.
That is weird.
Sounds like an older man.
Who was that? Who is that? Hello?
Okay. Sasha's father's dead, right? Correct?
Yeah.
It sounds kind of like your father.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Sasha. Shouldn't be here.
Well, then let us out.
You can see a dark shape. Off on the side room, let's say the dining room. So perpendicular from the entryway. Look, I'll take you out of here. Oh, let's go.
I don't trust this. I don't trust this.
The shadow just put out a hand.
A hand?
Oh, it looks like a hand.
Maybe you could just open the front door and we'll just see ourselves out.
Come on, Sasha. It's okay. You can trust me. I'm your father. It inches forward. It's okay, Sasha.
Nope. Stay back.
Sasha, come here.
I'm going to cleave his hand. It's not my dad. He sounds Sasha, like my dad.
Come here. Don't ignore your father. Do as you're told.
You shoot him. Shoot him.
It lunges forward.
Shoot him.
I shoot him.
All right. Roll and leash. It's going for Sasha, though. It's pulling back to
hit her. I've got the knife.
Nine.
Okay. So you can inflict terrible harm or take something from them. But on a 7-9, you have to choose one from below as well. They inflict harm on you or you find yourself in a bad spot. And since it was actually going for Sasha, you also have a third option of they inflict harm on Sasha.
Okay, so what are my choices for the first part again? For some reason, that's not on here.
For Unleash? I have a copy of it right in front of me.
Because it's a basic move, not a...
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. So it's on the wire, if you have the
basic your options are inflict terrible harm, take something from them, or you have something else in mind, by all means. I can take in consideration.
Well, I don't know what I would take from them anyway, so harm. Harm it is.
Terrible harm.
All right. What are you choosing as the downside?
Well,
harm to you, harm to Sasha, or you find yourself in a bad spot.
I'm almost dead anyway, so.
Sasha, are you almost dead?
She only have two wounds.
Yeah.
Out of five.
Yeah, and if I take a third, that's like almost dead.
Oh yeah, but not like dead.
Just, okay.
Yeah.
When did you get wounded?
I got wounded when I jumped on the hood of the car.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got wounded when...
Wait, that was also today.
I just
today.
Got punched. Yeah, it was today.
You've had a rough day.
Bad day.
Yeah. Shoulda let me fix up your nose.
Magic you.
Yeah.
Use magic. Or you're magic not on there, me. And this monster thing is lunging.
Yeah, I know. So, find myself in a bad spot. We'll go with that.
Okay. So you shoot it as Sasha kind of tries to, like, pierce it a little bit. And it... kind of like flies off to the side, like off target, but it barrels into you, not hurting, but pushing you down the stairway towards the basement.
That's not a harm.
No, because you catch yourself. You're on the stairs, okay. But you have okay. Your footing, and Sasha just kind of like falls behind you and catches herself on the banister.
Mm.
Okay.
And where did the thing end up?
It's like leaning over the kitchen sink, and in the lights from the outside, you can see just this black ooze where it's like half its face is missing. It's just dripping down into the drain. It's odd. It actually kind of looks like your father, just wrong.
Daddy.
Just wrong. Something like little things are off.
Okay.
Like it's oozing black shit. I mean,
that's, yeah, it's really awful.
But it's also like the nose is a little too big, and the eyes are too small.
It's just wrong.
It's just wrong.
Similar, but just off enough.
And like glares with its like one remaining eye, and half its face kind of curls up into a sick smile, and starts moving towards you.
Oh, okay.
Trying to push past it, or are you going down?
There's probably a bulkhead.
There's a door.
Like to go down? I mean, out of the basement.
Maybe.
Oh, the back door.
Oh yeah, is there a door in the kitchen?
But we're so close to the basement now.
You are down, like you're on the top of the stairs going towards the basement. There's another door on the other side and to the left leading outside past this thing.
Past this thing.
If you wanted to, you could probably get around the corner directly to your right and get back to the entryway.
Where the knife is wedged in?
Yep. Any other option besides the basement, you're going to have to get past this thing.
There's a door at the top of the stairs, though, right?
I mean, for the basement?
There'd have to be, or you know, building.
The basement?
Code, right? Yeah.
Oh, there's a basement to the... There's a door to the basement that's open. You guys are down this, like, half... Like, a little bit down the stairs right now.
So, all like, right. Can you reach up and close
Slam
the door?
Slam it in his face.
Close the door.
Yeah, you can just push it closed.
We're
yeah.
closing the door.
There's a lock.
There's a little bit of, like, the twist lock on the knob.
I'll do that.
At okay. least it'll delay for half a second.
Yeah.
You can see Maybe. Little like glimmer of like a red and a green lights, like LED lights coming somewhere down the basements.
Let's go.
Let's press on.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to buy that thing again.
Think you can run away from your father?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Okay, let's go down.
You abandon me to die again. Have Walter shoot me.
I didn't abandon you. You're not my dad.
You have a real dick.
You guys are rushing down?
Yeah.
All right, downstairs you can see washer, dryer, big sink.
Where's the humming coming
And then from? In the corner you can see a like reinforced generator in like a steel cage feeding a what appears to be a panic room.
And a dead Terry.
It is closed, and you can see the lights are coming from the generator and from the access panel of this little room. It is closed.
Okay. Closed. Is there any other doors out of the basement?
There's a little window.
Little window.
You guys come around the stairs and take a few steps down, and moments later, the basement door tumbles down with a blast.
Well, that's shitty. All right, so the...
Fast pace. You're about to die. Come on.
Does the panic room have a... There's a panic room.
There's a door.
There's a right. door.
There's a door. Has a key
intercom. Pad. The door. Oh, the door's closed.
Intercom. The door's closed.
Intercom. Is there an intercom? That's what I meant. Like, is there a camera or an intercom that we can wave at? Or
you can see, like, it's dark down there. You can't really see a camera. You can see buttons and like a little grill that could be a speaker.
I push a button. Trying to push a button.
Hello.
Hello.
You can hear Terry's voice coming.
Terry, let us in. Let us in. Let us in.
I can't let it in. It's on a timer.
Us.
I hear you. I can see you.
How do we get in there?
It's getting down there. I can't open Can it. It's see, on a timer.
Are there any weapons down here?
Yeah, under the desk. Under okay, the desk okay, by okay. the washer.
I'm going to go over to the washer desk.
All right, it's about halfway over there.
Okay.
If you reach under, you can feel like a little snub-nosed revolver.
Okay. Better than nothing.
Oh, and a little box of ammo on the top.
Okay. Grabbing it. Both.
All right.
Running back towards Walt. It's coming downstairs?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just aiming
it's
now.
It's coming down the stairs.
Yeah, I'm just aiming.
You sure. can see like its shadow. It's... It's smaller now. Like, you can kind of see it's like a shadow.
Okay.
Like, slithering down the stairs. It doesn't seem to be a human shape anymore.
Okay. Okay. Am I shooting it? Can I shoot it?
Is
it
there?
Can I see it now? I'm shooting it.
You can see, like, a dark shape on the ground. Yeah. Unleash.
Unleash.
Oh.
Don't fuck it up.
I know. 7.
Ooh, 14. Oh.
Ooh, plus
all right, so
what?
You're inflicting harm?
Yeah.
All right, so you blast a good chunk of it out and like ooze splatters along on the walls. And Sasha?
I got a 7.
All right, so you can inflict terrible harm, take something from them, and you can also... You have to choose if they're inflicting harm on you or you find yourself in a bad spot.
I am going to inflict terrible harm.
Okay.
And I'll take a harm, I think.
Okay.
So now I'm
15 harm for you.
You're blinded by black ooze in your face.
Ugh.
Yep, so you blast off a piece of it as well, and ooze splatters along the ground, but as it blasts off, it kind of like pushes off the ground and just pushes you into the wall. It just like your vision, it kind of like covers your body and then it just like covers your mouth and you can't breathe.
Okay.
Shoot it now.
Kind of molds a bit, so it's kind of hard to get a shot on it. You can hear something else from upstairs now. There's thudding.
Ugh. We're gonna die.
I'm sorry?
Maybe next time take everybody?
Yeah. Maybe next time somebody just be like, hey, I'm coming with you.
You said not to. You said to stay with your ailing grandmother.
No. I didn't decide that.
All right, actually, so Sasha's starting to suffocate.
Yeah.
Walter, I'm you see this thing?
I'm trying to rip at my face.
Yeah, it's...
Okay. I didn't realize that's what
with
you
the
said.
With the gun.
Okay.
Yeah, it has form off of her, so you could shoot bits of it, but a good portion is like sticking to her.
I'm not finding myself in a bad place, Kevin.
Okay. It throws you against the wall.
Thank you.
Take a wound, and it's working its way up to try and suffocate you.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Batter.
Wow. She said it with some sass.
I still feel like it's a pretty bad place.
Yeah.
So Why don't you just die?
Peel this off.
Yeah, peel it off.
Peel.
All right.
Roll,
shoot. What are you doing?
I'm not going to shoot.
Oh, I still have a knife.
You do have a knife.
I'm going to try and peel it with a knife and hopefully not cut myself.
Yeah, as you cut pieces off, the ooze slides off and it kind of dissipates as it falls off. It seems it does need some sort of hold to stay alive.
Okay.
It's a symbiote.
I'm just going to keep working at it.
You see some sort of dark figure like rushing down the stairs.
Walt, watch out! There's something coming.
I'll shoot at that too.
Yeah, shoot at it.
Okay. Go ahead.
We're shooting our way out of here.
It's probably me.
So wait, hold on a second.
That's going to be your
third. Number four. This will be my fourth.
Yeah. I have a little box of ammo for whatever I'm holding.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. It was just a thing of reloading a revolver.
Yeah. This takes time. This is probably me running down the stairs 12. To help them.
You're rolling so well.
Okay. Inflicting terrible harm.
Sorry?
Inflicting terrible harm.
I'm assuming this is fake Terry.
Yeah.
Okay. So this thing turns, and you just get it right in the shoulder. And you can see it's holding some long rifle or shotgun of some sort. And it takes the hit, and it grunts. But it still rushes forward, points the shotgun at a bit of Sasha's legs, and fires, blowing away a good majority of the ooze, but also hitting your left leg a bit.
That sucks.
So, yeah.
So that there'd be a harm.
Is that another harm?
But the ooze kind of like... The rest of the ooze like sluices off and just stops moving.
That shouldn't be more harm.
Why?
Because he succeeded on his roll. Why would you get harm on a successful roll?
Because the MC has a move that says inflict harm.
On a successful roll?
The MC.
You shot him and he took no downside. And now this other character is doing something.
Oh, I didn't realize shooting things had a downside.
No, the other characters in the world have actions as well.
I was just asking.
Yeah.
Shotgun blast of the leg?
So he has some pellet wounds.
Oh, pellet wounds.
Oh, pellet. Yeah. Oh, pellet's way better.
It was more birdshot than
way better,
shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this...
Not a slug in your leg.
Person kind of like slumps down onto the ground against the wall. Says, that really hurt, Walt.
Who is it?
It's Dick.
Yeah,
it's fucking Dick.
Yeah, you shine your light on him and it's Dick
the
Daniels.
Double Dick.
Shoot him again.
Shoot him again, Walt.
We shot Dick.
It's a good thing you didn't bring me along now.
Yeah.
The fuck was that thing?
What the fuck are you doing here?
The fuck is that noise?
This is Unbroken. The Game Master is played by Kevin. Boris is played by Matt, Jacob is by Brad, Walter is played by Mike, Nora is played by Emily, and Sasha is played by Dawn. Unbroken can be found on the web at www.sagagames.studio. Intro music is Run, It Might Be Somebody by Daniel Birch, and the outro music is Osprey by Chad Crouch. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. All characters are a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, places, events, and locales and incidents are either the products of the author's imaginations or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. Thank you for listening. We are Unbroken.
We're gonna fucking die. I'm not opening. I'm a little terrified right now.
Is it the dog?
Oh my god, that was so scary.
That was good timing.
I seriously sat here for like 5 seconds, like, what?
Like, wait, I'm not impressed. I'm like, well, if they have the headphones on, no one's gonna hear me doing that.
Oh my god, that was so scary.
Like, you're really scared?
Because we were in the basement fighting this thing, and all of a sudden you're like,
I just started doing it because I didn't want to knock. You can't even record it. I'm thinking, well, this was not gonna be so big of a deal.
There's your dramatic exit.